2. The construction of the temple. On May 29, 1488, the first stone was placed. A year later, however, Battaggio left his position and was replaced by Gian Giacomo Dolcebuono, who completed the original project. In early 1494, the church was inaugurated with the utmost solemnity, and the miraculous affresco of the Virgin Mary, by virtue of which everything originated, was placed above the main altar. Now, let's have a look around. The chapels seem much deeper than they really are, thanks to the effect of the perspective given by the lowering coffered ceilings. There are four chapels dedicated to worship, which will be described in a moment. Starting on the left going clockwise, you can see the chapel of St. Anthony Abbot, that of Passion, the chapel of St. John the Baptist, and finally the one dedicated to St. Paul. There are four more chapels. One is where the main entrance door is situated. The two lateral ones are used as outlets for the two access corridors above which, on one side is the organ and on the other the choir. On the last side of the octagon, the one across the main entrance, there is the main altar, which, from behind, opens towards the apsis with the choir. But more about this later. Now, if you lift your eyes to the chapel's arches, you will see some male terracotta heads, which seem intent on observing you. There are 16 of them, and they all have different expressions. Who are they? Some art historians say they are the 12 apostles and the 4 evangelists. Others believe that they are prophets. One thing is certain. Each one has a unique characteristic, and they are extremely realistic. They are part of the first decorative phase of the church, which dates back to the last decades of the 15th century. Further up, beyond the string course frame, you notice a second level occupied by the matronum, the women's gallery. Graceful, dominated by the blue and gold of the starry vaults, and luminous, thanks to the windows from which a soft light filters through. Above, propped on a cornice which contains 15 circular openings, rises the cupola, in 8 segments, topped at the peak with a lantern, another important element of natural lighting inside.